All right, so I know we have an agenda the size of a house and time is kind of ticking off. So kind of as a time check, we have the large item of the archives, and then we have a motion by Richard Guzel. I think the other items are too big to take on tonight, so I'm hoping that maybe we can get through those next two items on the agenda. It may well be that with the archives we're not quite ready to move ahead. Richard, your motion is a little more on the straightforward side. Maybe we should take that up first. How are people's energy? It's like 7:15. My guess is that you know, we will probably have to meet tonight until about 8 p.m. to get through those two items.
I'm okay.
Okay. All right, well, let's dive into the archives, and if we can't finish it, then we will, you know, carry it over. So we had a meeting with Brian DeShazer, and at that meeting, he brought up a couple of specific concerns regarding the future and the health of the archives. One of those items were the rather large past due bills, which were repositories on the East Coast stations. Primarily WBAI and WPFW. He described those amounts as totaling about $200,000, $125,000 from BAI, and about $75,000 from WPFW, which are not small amounts in the scheme of those stations' budgets. He asked for a couple of things that the committee might want to consider recommending. One of the first was to come up with some kind of a repayment plan for that money. He felt strongly that since it's been declared as income in various grant applications and really that the archives needs it, that it's not something that we can simply write off. It's something that we need to, you know, formulate some kind of a plan to try to recover. And he mentioned three other things that I'm just going to put out. The first involved a structural scenario where payments would be made directly to the archives rather than through the national office and then on to the archives. That was number one for us to consider. The second thing was whether or not another day or two of national fundraising for the archives would be scheduled in the 2014 budgetary cycle. Of course, that impacts all of us because we're concerned about the number of fundraising days at our station, and this would be more of them, and whether that was rational or not. And then the third thing that he suggested regarding from the vault and whether or not from the point of view of putting forward the archives, and from the vault is a 30-minute weekly radio program that is produced by the KPFA archives. It currently airs... By the Pacific Archives, sorry. Currently airs on KPFT and WPFW and not on the three larger stations. Anecdotally, seems to be a pretty well-produced show that people like. It airs on a number of the affiliate stations as well. It is not airing on our three biggest stations. We don't generally do must-carry scenarios, and there are ways in which this is a programming question, but Brian felt strongly that the profile of the archives would be lifted by national broadcast, and that basically not airing this program in our three largest markets was problematic to the financial health and survival of the archives. So that's also on the table. So that's a lot of stuff. And I don't know what the right order is to take it up in, but that's kind of what Brian wanted us to grapple with and come up with some recommendations. So if any of those recommendations excite you and you want to take one up first, go for it.
Arpal?
Yeah, go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, I would say that direct payments to the PRA from the stations might be something we can, you know, start to push right away, because I think the velocity of them getting that money would be faster than most of the other things. Or should be. Maybe
Barbara for this day.
So I would say, and I don't know, my sense is that would not be a controversial thing, and we could probably, I suspect we could vote to recommend direct payments to the PRA, you know, and get that out of the way, and then consider the other considerations there, because what the other two other things are, two of the other things are about the air. That is always going to be a lot of back and forth. And the fourth thing, which is really the first thing named, is about how to pay money that's owed from the past, from basically two stations that are struggling to just survive. So I think that in terms of getting something that we could pass tonight, I think that payments directly to PRA from the stations of that 2.5% would be something we could do, and then get on to the probably thornier issues of the other three recommendations.
I'm all in favor of easing our way into thorny stuff, yes. I see your point. Okay, so why don't we leave that first thing on the floor with the other three as, you know, pending matters that we're going to have to get to, and let's have discussion open on whether the NFC would recommend direct payments from the stations to the archives, presumably on a monthly basis, of the 2.5%. Is there anyone who has objections about that? Oh, I'm sorry, Barbara. You were on the staff. Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Actually, all I wanted to report is that KPFA does this already. And
I know that.
For
yeah.
some time.
Mm-hmm. And is there any problem with how it's worked?
No, but I'm not really certain that it always happens monthly. It's probably controlled more by the fund drive, you know, bubble we get for a while. But I do know it is done fairly regularly, because our money is often applied to their payroll.
Mm-hmm.
It happens twice a month.
It does. Okay. Is there anyone who has concerns about this or wants to speak pro or con?
Richard.
Yes, I think I heard somebody.
Richard.
Go ahead.
And I deeply appreciate you folks helping, and we've helped before different people pay their salaries and stuff. But that's a loan. You'll get it back at some point in the future. Is there any problem with any kind of accounting? It's just we normally send this money to the central office, and then central office gets a check to the archives. Mm-hmm. That's normally the way it happens.
Well, let me try to answer that. I mean, based on my own understanding of the books and how they work, at this point in time, and of course things can change, it shouldn't provide too much accounting hassle, because the 2.5% that goes to the archives is discreetly in a different item. In other words, we have a central services total, or shared services total, and 16 or 17%, depending on the station, is national office revenue, and 2.5% is the archives, and the archives has its own independent divisional budget that brings that income in as a separate line item. So from an accounting point of view, since the archives is not folded into the national office, it's a separate division with its own budget, I don't think that that would cause a terrible problem, except in as much as the transfers would have to be reported in the station's books and reported by the archives so the national office can see the flow of money through the books. But my guess is that shouldn't be difficult, because it's a credit to the station's bank account, and it's a debit to the archives bank account.
This is Barbara. But
yeah.
As far as I know, it isn't difficult at all, and I'm sure that our business manager could answer questions if somebody else's business manager wanted to check out the process.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if we had someone from the national office on the call just to check that we were right in what we're projecting, and we don't. So, you know, there may be some kickback to this. I don't know. But is there anyone who feels that it's a really bad idea for some reason? It probably is a little more work for the station business managers, because rather than one transfer, it's two. But
not that much.
I can never do the sec.
Okay. Michael?
Yeah, my only concern would be, do we think it might lessen the likelihood of the payment being made?
Which is a good question. Yeah. Do we? For those stations that have been, shall we say, not 100% consistent payers on the archives, and we have Tony and Arpal can manage it here from those stations, do you feel like the structural change would make it harder to make the payments or less likely for them to happen?
Arpal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would make it more likely to send them off there because I remember in the past, I don't know if it was in FY11 maybe, that the WBAI general manager did in fact make payments pretty much directly to the PRA. So that has in fact happened from BAI. You know, on the other hand, the station did not pay fully to the national office, the other 17% there. So I, speaking for my experience at BAI, that was tried at one point in time. And so I think that it would, to answer the question directly, I do not think it would make it so that BAI would pay less or not pay at all to PRA. Assuming BAI
okay.
has enough money to survive at all, it's, you know, I mean, there's that.
Right.
But yeah, I think we would probably be at least, maybe even more likely to fulfill that 2.5%.
Okay, well that would be good because, of course, if it had the opposite effect, that would not be what we were intending, so.
It is a logical way to do it.
Yeah, there is. Tony, how do you think this would work for PSW? I know that PSW is functioning with limited business manager resources.
I think it would make it more likely that the money will get there because, I don't know about limited, Robert West has been doing a very great job as business manager. Even though he's not full time.
He's wonderful. He just doesn't have too many hours.
Yeah.
But
I think it would make it more likely. For instance, I think that $75,000 might be a bit exaggerated. I mean, even though the WPFW should pay its share, because they, over the last year or so, they've been taking a lot of our funds, the CPB funds and other funds. We should get credit for that because some of those funds should have been going to the archives. And we haven't gotten credit for that. And I think this was even happening during the time that Arlene was here. That
there's an intercompany account that those things go to.
So
you don't see those reports all the time. Excuse me.
Overall, I think it probably would make it more likely that they will be paid.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to totally get into, at this point in time, although I guess we'll have to sooner or later, whether Brian's numbers for the back amount that he's owed from the stations are entirely correct, because I think it may be a bit beyond our pale to figure that out at this point in time. But I do think we can talk about the structure of how the archives are paid without necessarily having to do that. But I'm not hearing any objection, really, that's particularly strong. So maybe we can go to a vote on making this suggestion. This will have to be approved by the PMB because it is kind of a structural change. I don't think this is one of those things that can kind of short circuit. But I think it's a good recommendation. I think it's a good show of faith with the archives. I think it would make Brian happy, and it doesn't sound like there's a humongous amount of downside. So, Arpal, do you want to...
Let me write this in here and try to say it. starting some language, that the NFC recommended to PNB that the stations pay their 2.5% levy to the Pacifica Radio Archives directly to the Pacifica Radio Archives. Does that sound doable?
Okay, I think the part where the rubber might hit the road here is monthly, quarterly, that kind of question.
Well, I don't know, monthly or quarterly, which... I would like to say monthly, but I think realistically, everybody in Pacifica, you know, has that cash flow thing of you're fairly okay during and right after an on-air fundraiser, but then there are a couple of months, you know, like February is a terrible month a lot of the time, or some point in there, January, somewhere in there, you know, it gets awful and you don't have any money, so you're not going to be able to spare that, but maybe make it quarterly, maybe that would...
Barbara, for this time?
Yeah, it does mean bigger chunks of money, obviously, if you do it quarterly, but it does give a little more cash flow discretion. And, of course, nobody's stopping anybody from doing it monthly if they really want to. Yes, Barbara?
Well, I think it's probably, I wouldn't put anything in this motion about the timing. And I think this is one of the times where it does look good that we don't have our fund drives all exactly the same, because our cash flows then are going to differ a little. And so I think if all the stations are paying directly to PRA, it'll come in about monthly, and sometimes there'll be a little more or a little less available, but we won't be, all of us, in the same boat at exactly the same time.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And in addition, it sort of gives a little bit of flexibility for whatever the accounting system details are that we might not know, because there probably are some. And, you know, it gives them a little bit of room to work, which may be actually helpful here.
The business managers talk to each other about this, so I think it's logical for them to handle it and continue this.
Okay. So if we don't put that in, then I think the wording that our Paul came up with is the right wording. Would someone like to be the author of record of this motion?
Well, I will.
Okay.
I put on record. Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right. So let me start by asking, are there any objections to the motion, or would anyone like to vote no or abstain for the record?
Well, could you just read it one more time?
Okay. What I have is, that the NFC recommend to the PNB that the stations pay their 2.5% levy to the Pacifica Radio Archives directly to the Pacifica Radio Archives.
I would say levy 4, but that's okay.
The levy 4? I don't know.
The levy for PRA be paid directly to PRA.
Levy 4 PRA.
Barbara was a copy editor in a former life.
Four.
Sometimes in this one.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So it sounds like we've got a motion. So I will ask again, are there any objections to this motion? Would anyone like to abstain for the record?
No objection for me.
Sounds that way. Okay. All right. So we've got a little more time to work with. So we've got three things left on the plate. And again, I think we'll just go with, does anyone have a feeling that they'd like to pick these remaining items up? And that includes a recovery plan for some past due amounts from East Coast stations.
You're still on PRA, right?
Yeah. We had 4 items from PRA. And we're not going to get to them all, but, you know, we're going to get them all.
Yeah, I would like you to go through the other 3. I didn't get them all written down.
Okay. The first was a financial recovery plan for what Brian DeShazer states is $200,000 in back archive shared services from WBAI and WPFW, and he is looking for some sort of a plan for the eventual recovery of that money for the archives. Not a small thing. The second item was whether or not the NFC would support an additional national fundraising day or days for the archives as one way as one way to recover funds. And of course, that has to measure in with all of the other fundraising days and all of the concerns that we all have about too many fundraising days anyway. And then the third piece was whether or not the NFC would recommend as a financial measure to help the archives that From the Vault be a weekly broadcast on all five stations rather than just the two it's currently on.
Michael, there's a sec. Yes,
Michael.
KPFK has broadcast from the vault from time to time. Maybe I don't know if it's just as a filler. I've certainly heard it. I don't think it's on the current schedule.
Oh, maybe it is.
But
okay.
I'm not saying it is, but it we definitely have aired from time to time. What I was going to suggest is one of the things that we actually do is that at station events, the archives tables and is able to, you know, offer their archival materials. And I'm wondering if that's something that might be appropriate for other stations to do. I realize we have the archives here, but since a lot of the stuff I imagine now is sort of downloads as opposed to CDs and stuff, it might be possible for somebody, if you're tabling at an event of your own, to have a space reserved for the archives, whether there's somebody from the archives there or not, with sort of an order form of... things.
I mean, I certainly think KPFA's outreach committee, which is our cabling entity, could be linked up to that, and that's a good suggestion.
We
can try to do that. But, okay, and if I misstated about KPFK and From the Vault, I'm sorry, I'm going off an email that Brian sent, and, you know, could be wrong. So
I think it's been on and off, so it might be off currently, but a lot of, you know, we put a lot of things on hiatus. That's their current strategy for dealing with the grid. So.
Right. Okay. Barbara?
Well, I've heard it on KPFA, but really rarely. So I know we're not doing it regularly.
Our pulse
set? Okay. All right, so it sounds like the From the Vault thing sounds like the next piece that we want to get our heads around. It's a dicey thing because it is partially a programming question, and we are not a programming committee. So, you know, one possible thing that we might put forward is that we're happy to refer this over to the programming committee, but we don't, you know, that's not quite our bailiwick. And I'm open to that. The alternative is that we could, as Brian says, look at the financial implications, that this is an important part of what Pacifica does. We want to support it. It needs financial support. We shouldn't be working at cross purposes. And it's a half an hour every week, which is not a humongous strip of the grid overall. Or we could simply say that we don't think that, you know, as a local control matter, this should be up to the local stations and there's no national role whatsoever here. I think those are the three possible outcomes. And let's discuss it and see what we want to do with it. So at least if we're not going to act on it, we can dispose of it.
Yeah, my niece is.
Paul for stack.
Okay. I heard John, I heard Mena J. Did I miss anyone?
No, but I'd like to be on.
Okay.
And Michael.
All right. And Michael. Okay, so let's start with John.
I would say that although I am very supportive of the archives, I would not want us to get into a position of trying to recommend programming. I would just say that... something along the line of recommending to the stations that they take a closer look at seeing if they could put it into their grid or something like that. Maybe that would be too strong, and I'm willing to adjust even that.
Okay. Mena J is next.
Yes, actually I agree with what I was said. I don't think, and what you said, Tracy, that this is not in preview of a finance committee to make recommendations and get to other areas. I'm very partial to archives, and I love the archives, but this is the work of programming committee working with other stations and other places, and we shouldn't get into it.
Okay. Paul, you're next.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was that of the three other items, I don't know that the two that... I think that the thing that would be less... would probably be something we might be able to agree on sooner than other stuff would be about adding an extra day or two of pitching, because we're going to get into this thing about programming, regular programming, and that is, you know, that's been a big thing in the past. If you start getting into that, you get a lot of people who get very up in arms, and there's defensiveness, there is there's all sorts of stuff that happens. The other thing is the going to the money that is in arrears from two stations. The arrears are from two stations that are currently kind of running through the streets with their desks upon their backs trying to find a place to put them down and do some business in, because they're trying to move and it's, you know, crazy time. I mean, I'm sure at WPFW it's as wild as it is at BAI. BAI has to be out of our temporary free space by either the end of May or mid-June at the very, very latest. So we're trying to find a place to go. WPFW is trying to find a place to go. So I don't think any motions passed about repaying arrears right now is, you know, going to be relevant, because they're not going to pay them the arrears stuff right now, because things are too crazy. So I don't know. I think that recommending that we do a it would be nice if everybody would run from the vault, either regularly or now and again. A recommendation like that would be sort of okay, although some people won't like it coming out of the NFC. But I think maybe in terms of what we can really do, maybe talking about recommending the extra day or two of pitching would actually be something that could be acted on and might be done, and would help PRA right away, I think. Anyway, that's what I think.
Okay, well, you sort of jumped into all three at the same time. I appreciate that. I have a feeling that we're probably not going to entirely tackle the other, you know, the full gamut tonight, but okay, let's continue with the stack. We have Barbara, then we have Michael Novick.
Well, something that I've noticed about the premiums from the archives are that things get played during fundraising time, famous speeches, somebody talked in such and such a place, such and such a time, and it becomes a premium. And I have ordered things where I thought I was going to get this person's speech, but I got, in fact, a radio program, which it means generally there's an announcer or maybe another person, a host, talking about something, and you're getting snippets of something. And so I was a little irritated about that when it happened, but in fact, later I thought about it, and I just thought these products need to be described better. And I think that one of the things that could improve the sales of things from the archives are if there was information spread amongst all the stations about a kind of improved way to present the recorded materials that the archives does have to present. And it's true, you can end up with a radio program that's 3 years old, but it's a topic that you're very interested in, or a person that's interviewed, or something like that. So I think there can be some things that will help without us getting into that nasty area of whether or not we have any right to say what ought to be in programs.
Okay. Fair enough. Michael, you're next, and then I guess we'll have to figure out what to do with this motion or this request of us.
Okay, so I'm actually going to offer a substitute motion. When I made my suggestion earlier about stations, you know, offering some of the material at station events, basically my idea is this. I think that maybe we should urge the foundation, however we want to say it, to put together a sort of archives task force led by the archives and including people from the five stations to come up with some strategies for improving the financial stability and long-term survival of the archives. Because I think there are different things that could be done at stations to promote the archives, whether that's running from the vault or whether it's helping with production of material, whatever, whether it's offering materials, as I say, at station events. One of the things that we did here was we obviously was a media sponsor for a film showing of Radio Unnameable that was a benefit for the archives. So I think there are a lot of things that could be done and different ways to promote on the air, whether you run the show or not. You can emphasize that shows are available through the archives, etc. So that's my substitute motion, is that we create a task force led by the archives and including, you know, people from the five stations to figure out ways to promote the archives and to ensure its long-term financial stability. And
John to the staff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if the substitute motion is quite in order, because per se, there's not a motion on the floor. There's just a request from Brian that we consider something. But let's go ahead and get the wording down, and then if we go through the formalities, we'll have it. And John can manage AI. I hear that you're on the stack. Or Paul, did you get what Michael suggested? Does he need to clarify it?
He needs to say it again, because I got set up a task force, and that's as far as I got.
Okay, let's do that first.
Okay, so we need to set up a task force led by the archives to include people from the five stations to strategize and implement a plan for guaranteeing the long-term survival of the archives.
Okay, let's just leave that on the table for now so we can figure out procedurally what we're doing. And John was next on the stack, and then Manajay.
Just as a point of information, I think that this is a complementary motion, the one that encourages people to join an existing task force, which is the Archives Task Force. In fact, the only person I know who joined it is someone from my own station, Steve Pride, but as far as I know, no one else has joined it. So that could be a separate motion. It's not really required, because we have a task force that deals with this, and we really can't be dictating what another task force would do. And I think that we need to focus on the main concern here, which is the lack of money being paid to the archives. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, next.
Manager, was it Manager?
Yes, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, I think we are taking a lot of time talking about something that is none of our business to talk about. I understand that Brian has, you know, the requested and asked for us to help, but this is not our area. We should go to the area, as Tracy recommended, to go to the program committee. And also, since it was also about the other concern, that asking the stations to pay money monthly, you know, seasonally, it's me is that those things need to be discussed with the management of those stations or people at the stations to see how they can, what they can do. And for us to make a request or recommendation that doesn't get anywhere, it's not helpful. And I don't know why we need to get to things that we, I'm sitting here, I have no clue how this is going to, what, how would we implement a request like this. So I think we should deal with things that we have access and complete information about finances. Thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to make a procedural suggestion here. The motion regarding from the vault is essentially what we're dealing with now, or the suggestion regarding from the vault. The other two items that were brought to us involve whether or not we would support additional days of fundraising to support the archive, which is something we would all have to account for in our budgets, and I think that's something that's going to take a bit more thought. And, of course, a recovery plan is not a small item, given all of the financial stresses on this foundation. So what I think we should do is kick those two items over to the next meeting. It will give us some time to think about it and where we're at on it. And I also think, you know, avoid the sort of a rushed conclusion, which is generally not always a good one. What I'm hearing on the From the Vault suggestion is basically most people feeling that while they may or may not support the idea, that basically it's outside the proviso of this committee, which I thought was one of the probable outcomes. So I think there's one of two things that we can do. We can ask the programming committee to take it up when there is a programming committee, and I think that would be fine and perfectly appropriate. And that would be a way of showing some respect for the request, that we're not just throwing it out, but we're referring it elsewhere. The alternative is we can simply say, nope, not our bandwidth, and do nothing. Does anyone want to make a motion to request to refer this to a programming committee?
No, Jim, I'll do that. I mean, that's where it should go.
Okay. Good. That's nice and easy. That was Jim.
Yeah.
So our fall, Jim is putting that on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any objections to asking the programming committee to discuss this?
Okay, let me get it. That we recommend that the programming committee discuss what is it?
Maybe the archives request for From the Vault carriage on all Pacifica stations.
Okay, that we recommend that the programming committee discuss the Pacifica Radio Archives request for From the Vault carriage on all Pacifica stations.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any objections to us doing that as a committee?
Yes, I would like to raise a check. John here.
Yeah, John, go ahead.
I would rather say that I don't like one committee telling another committee what to do, and it appears that we might be doing that, and I don't want to overstep our bounds. So is there a more diplomatic way we can say that a finance committee is in support of his motion and would appreciate consideration by the programming or other committees that could also lend their support? I mean, is there some way to do that? I don't know if I'm trying to be too diplomatic. I'm just a little bit concerned about trying to have one committee recommend to another what to do.
If I could interject, actually it's a fairly common thing to refer things from one committee to the other. And I actually don't think you have to be that diplomatic. And if the programming committee doesn't want to take it up, they won't take it up.
Excellent. I'm on the programming committee, and I will be happy to
bring that up.
Manager?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, manager.
Maybe to help this, maybe if we put whereas Archives has requested, or Brian DeShazer has requested, send the request, this request to the Finance Committee, put this request, but since we are, you know, something like that, to put it whereas to show how this started. So it just didn't start from the Finance Committee itself. It was directed to it, and now it's supporting and redirecting to another committee.
Yeah.
I agree.
Makes
I
sense.
Like that.
Okay, so I think that we're in agreement. It sounds like there's no objections. Our Paul, you probably have questions about what the wording is, right?
The preamble appears to be something like, whereas the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives has requested...
Okay, well, I know people are tired, but we probably have to get the wording set so we know what we passed.
The director of the PRA has requested something or other, that we recommend that the programming committee discuss the PRA request. Oh, okay. Has requested that from the vault carried on all Pacifica stations. Has requested that...
Ask the Finance Committee to whatever, so you don't
address.
Have to address.
Okay.
I have a question. It's not about the motion, but can I ask a question about the from the vault? Is this program played on affiliates, do you think?
From what I understand, it's played on quite a few. I can't tell you the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least not right now.
Let me read what I have. What I have is, whereas the director of the Pacific Radio Archives has requested that From the Vault be aired on all Pacifica stations, the NFC, not we. Okay, hold on one second. The NFC... recommends that the programming committee address the PRA request. That wasn't clear, was it? I'll read this again. Whereas the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives has requested that From the Vault be aired on all Pacifica stations, the NFC recommends that the programming committee address the Pacifica Radio Archives request.
Sounds good. Any objections to that wording?
Yes, I think it's poor. Has too many requests. Don't have enough.
All right, well then you'll need to rewrite it. So if you could take a second and do that and suggest some alternate wording. I think everyone's agreed on the intent of the motion. We just need to get the wording confirmed.
Yeah. Let me see. I don't have that writing. If our part sends me the writing, maybe I could look at it.
Well,
I don't have it in writing, but...
I'll send this to the whole committee right now.
Could we recommend that the PRA take its request to the programming committee? That makes sense.
We could. I mean, basically, it's been left with us to do something with it. So basically, what we're doing is handing it to the programming committee. And asking them to resolve it one way or the other.
Okay, if the problem is that the word request is in there twice, how about whereas the director of the PRA has recommended, we use that, then recommended is used twice, has suggested.
How about the plain old asked?
Asked.
Yeah. Asked.
Yes.
Mundane enough. Whereas the director of the PRA, whereas the director of Pacific Radio Archives has asked that From the Vault be aired on all Pacific Earth stations, the NFC recommends that the programming committee address the Pacific Radio Archives request.
This particular.
This PRA request. Yeah, okay. Sorry. All right.
And.
I think we got it. Okay, if you're ready, Paul, read it out loud. We'll hopefully have a no objections scenario, and then we'll be up to our last item of the evening.
All right. Motion I have is, whereas the director of the Pacifica Radio Archives has asked that From the Vault be aired on all Pacifica stations, the NFC recommends that the programming committee address this Pacifica Radio Archives request.
Okay. Are there any objections to that motion? Is there anyone who would like to abstain for the record? Okay. Motion is hereby approved. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so our last item of the evening is a motion that Richard Uzel brought forward, if I can find it. It is a WBAI-specific motion. The wording is as follows, and our poll, you should have this because it's in the agenda. Due to WBAI being so far out of budget, after the 2013 first quarter, the NFC recommends that the PNB instruct the GM to make adjustments to the budget in paragraph to include personnel layoffs in order to bring the budget back into balance by the end of the 2013 fiscal year. Period. That's the motion. I'll let Richard go ahead and motivate it.
Yes. Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. You know, I have a lot of friends at BAI, and I care deeply about the station. I've put some sweat and tears in it myself with their painting and cleaning and stuff. I know you guys are in a bind. I know you guys got hit by Sandy. I know all these things are happening to you. But if the budget is already a quarter of $1 million out of whack, I think it's just a no-brainer that you're going to have to adjust that budget. And I don't know how, you know, it's up to the GM and everybody else there to figure out how to do it. But I think it needs to happen. And I think that personnel layoffs need to be on the table. It's time to get real about that because we don't have any reserves to draw from. In the past, we could kind of fudge around because we had some reserves, but we don't have, we've robbed Peter, we've robbed Paul, we've robbed the people of other religions. I mean, you know, we've robbed everybody. And now it's time to get the budget in line. And this motion is saying, you know, let's do it, guys. You got to make some cuts somewhere to that budget to get it right. Or go out and raise a heck of a lot more money. That's probably the best to me. But, I would hope that we could pass this budget, pass this motion and pass it along to the PNB, see if they can get the teeth into it. Thank you.
Okay, let's take a step for discussion. And again, guys, thank you for hanging in. This is our last item of the night. Okay, our Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, what an item to come up after 11 o'clock at night. All right. looking at it, the first thing I have to say is, yes, obviously the budget for BAI needs to be adjusted for a variety of reasons, you know, because of so much that's happened. I mean, we made a budget in August, and it was passed in September, and then the world turned upside down for the radio station. So yes, of course, it's, you know, the reality is different from what we'd projected. And this is acknowledged by the general manager. The general manager of BAI knows that, you know, that budget is pretty much out the window or off on Wall Street floating back into the East River. And so I don't know that the motion as such is necessary because we know this. We've already spoken to the general manager, and he said, yeah, we have to adjust this. So and unfortunately, yes, among the costs we have that can be reduced, the personnel expense is the largest, and it's one of the few things we can do anything at all about, although it's going to be extremely dicey because BAI has been operating on reduced personnel for quite some time already. I mean, there are people at BAI who've been suffering forced reductions of their hours since the 2005 crisis. May or June of 2005, they started cutting hours and things. So it's not so easy to cut. And I have to say, we know that we need to do the cuts. The general manager has acknowledged we need to do the cuts. Unfortunately, yeah, personnel looks like one of the areas we'll have to do some cutting in. And you know, we already know this. I don't know if the PNB needs to instruct the general manager to do this. On top of which, there are people coming up with various ideas for fundraising. I don't know how efficacious these are all going to be, but there are people coming up with ideas. But I mean, you know, we might as well tack on something here that says, oh yes, and raise more money. I mean, we'd like to do that if we could find a way to really do that. So I don't know. Right now, I agree with the basic concept of the motion, but I don't think the motion is actually necessary since people are looking at doing this already. That's what I've said.
Okay. I have a question. Is there anyone else who wants to be on the stack? No, everyone has fallen asleep. Okay. I know, Paul, that actually you brought up to me voluntarily some months ago before the PNB Finance Committee turned over the need to sort of, you know, that BAI's budget was had been blown to bits. And because of all of the transition stress, it was never really something that, you know, came up because the Finance Committee didn't meet again until March and blah, 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 blah. I do think that it's important that we pay attention to the level of the hemorrhage because you can't make up for $500,000 that you don't have. And essentially that's where BAI is. Has a notice gone out regarding personnel layoffs? My understanding was that something might be done via AFTRA, and I guess I'm just asking, has that happened? Because I think what's driving the motion is a concern that whatever actions might be taken might not be taken fast enough to address the level at which things aren't adding up. So I think that it's not a question of we don't know what we know, because I think we do know. It's a question of, you know, what is the timeline to address this, and by the end of the fiscal year, will things be back in balance, or will we have dithered around for 3 or 6 months and taken a big loss that essentially we can't take? We don't have the money to cover it. So I guess the question I would ask you is basically just one about pace and timing. Because I think that's essentially what's driving the motion. And if you have any sense of that.
Well, I know that the interim executive director has spoken to staff and AFTRA, and they've been in talks about things. I'm not paid staff, so I wasn't in on that. But I know that these things have been discussed, and I'm not sure if any formal notice has been given to anybody at this time, but I do know that management has told the paid staff we may suffer a force reduction at some point really soon, or it may have been put more pointedly than that. So I don't have precise details, but I do know that the paid staff are worried that they're going to lose their jobs entirely or get cut even more than they've been cut. So it's not like nobody knows this is a real possibility. In terms of the timing, I guess we would need exactly to know who has told whom precisely what in legal terminology.
Right.
I used to be shop steward at BAI millions of years ago, so I know that you have to, you know, if the contract says you have to give X number of days notice, you better give X number of days notice. So I don't know if something like that has been done, but I do know that force reduction is on the minds of everybody concerned about that at BAI.
Okay. Well, then I guess, Richard, it kind of comes down to...
Could I comment?
Yeah, you can. It basically comes down to what's the point of the motion, what do we get by passing it that we wouldn't get if we didn't pass it, and I think that's what we need to address. Go ahead.
Among all of our faults at Pacifica and the various stations is we don't do paperwork. We don't write stuff down. We don't have process. We don't do evaluations on somebody, and then we decide where we're going to lay them off, and then we get sued because we didn't write it down. We need to write stuff down. We need to write down what the plan is going to be for this budget. We need to write down how we're going to get there. We need to be businesslike. I know everybody just runs around and goes, oh, my God, we can't be like the corporations. But we need to do something right. You know, we need to do something in a way that won't get us fired, sued, and do stuff in a way that will keep the station and the foundation afloat. And this is, to me, a minimal thing to come back and officially, because you're not just sitting there going, well, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, we're going to be doing this, and, oh, and, you know, the sun may come up tomorrow. No, this is business, folks. You need to say, you won't make your budget. Let's see what your budget, you know, how can you change the budget to make it work? That's what I'm talking about here. I'm saying, get on the record. Let's go. Come on. We don't need to say, well, you know, I don't know if, you know, if I say this to the general manager, it may bother the general manager, it may make him uncomfortable. I tell you what, not paying any of those salaries that you got is going to make everybody pretty damn uncomfortable. You know, this is just some more of our bad practices. And like I said, I love you guys, but we got to stop doing what is killing us and start doing some stuff that will save our lives. Yes, I think we need to pass this motion. Thank you.
Okay. So what I'm hearing Richard say is that's great. We need a plan. We need a plan in writing. Richard is saying he wants this plan from the IED and the BAIGM. I think that's probably appropriate. The Finance Committee can certainly take a look at the budget and make some recommendations, but I don't know that we want to put ourselves in that position, and that's one question that I would have. Alternatively, we're just basically calling the alarm and saying, we need a plan. Give us the plan. Is there anyone, we've heard from Richard and we've heard from our Paul in New York, is there anyone else who wants to weigh in here with an opinion?
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
You know, I heard this, and I heard Arpal, and I agree with him. We
So BAI knows about this situation, has been struggling. But what is that, especially from Richard, what do you think, it, by just saying that, give us a plan that you have for us to see that they are working on a plan or have a vision of how they are going to manage this? Is this what you see something in writing so the management is forced to, you know, put them on in paper and therefore follow it up? But I understand that. I understand and I appreciate that type of approach, that you want to get somebody to sit down and think about a plan. But at the same time, BAI is at the situation that it is. It's very hard, I guess, I think at this point, during all of these transitions at the same time, for them to be able to put it on BAI to come with one more report or one more planning. Ask that and we'll be successful in getting something. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to weigh in? It sounds like Richard does and I do. And who's that? Hello? I thought I heard someone. Did I?
I think it's Richard and he's very faint.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let me say something before Richard and then I'll kind of... one thing to keep in mind, while I understand what's being said here, and we tried to go through a process somewhat like this last year, where we kind of looked at, you know, do you anticipate a surplus or a deficit in your budget, because we anticipated that we were going to have some difficulties in the fourth quarter, and we tried to come up with some plans to kind of deal with them, and the process got a little short-circuited. And maybe that's something that, you know, needs to become an annual ritual. However, we will be getting new budgets for 2014 pretty soon, within a month or two. And so my sense of things to some degree is, if we don't have amnesia and decide that it's a brand new year and whatever we lost last year is irrelevant, that some of this might go together, that in a sense, looking at the upcoming budget may make as much sense as looking at the one that we passed many months ago, and that there may be a way to kind of put these planning processes together so they're the same thing. But I don't know. Okay, so Richard, go ahead.
I would like to say absolutely no. You know, I would like to say, don't get me wrong, Monica, I'm not talking about a particular plan that I have in mind. I'm saying, motion is too soon, it says instruct the GM to make adjustments to the budget that include personnel, to include personnel, just to make an adjustment, you know, I'm leaving that up to where we need to do that. I'm just saying it needs to start happening, and it needs to be down on paper. That's what I say, write a plan. I'm not talking about writing a plan for how you go about it. That's what I'm saying. They need to instruct the GM to get busy and start making some adjustments. I'm not saying X, Y, or Z. I'm just saying we as the financial arm of this thing need to get them to buy into correcting the problem before we hit the wall, because I think it's wrong to say, yeah, well, we can wait until the new budgets come in, and of course they'll be late, yeah, and they'll be up in October or something like that, and then that'll be another year further down the road. We're going to run off the track. We're already off the track. We're going to be in the ditch, in the river, by then. We cannot wait. We cannot make up that money if they just keep on busting on down the road like, oh, well, we'll take care of it somehow. You know, the gods are with us or something. I don't want to sound like an atheist, but there aren't any gods taking over for us, you know? If we don't make our stuff right, we ain't going to make it. And, you know, it's uncomfortable, you know. Berto is a friend of mine, you know, but to say, hey, Berto, you need to get this budget alternatives coming here, because
this other thing ain't working. You know, that's just honesty. And I think if we sidestep this, we're being dishonest. I think that
I call the
we
question.
Need to be real.
Don't interrupt. Yeah, and, you know, yeah, and I would agree there is historical precedent for the NFC saying, is there a plan here? And if there isn't a plan here, we'll make one. And, you know, you could make an argument that that's the fiduciary responsibility that we've got here. Okay, so Barbara wants to call the question. Does anybody else want to talk? Which you can't actually do in a committee, but I understand we're getting late.
Well,
so let's
repeating.
Do a final.
Lots of repeating is going on.
Yeah, I know. People are, you know, it's
okay,
very late on the
late,
on the East
so
Coast. So
let's just finish this.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, people are doing the best they can, and we'll be off the phone shortly. Let's do one final stack on this, then we will have to go to a vote on the motion because it's not being withdrawn. Who else? Yeah, who are the final comments? I hear our Paul. Anybody else? Okay, Paul, you can have the last word, and then we'll dispose of this one way or the other.
Okay, yes, well, since I am indeed a militant atheist, I don't think that any divine anything is going to reach down and subtly save us. If I thought that would happen, I'd have PAI invest its on-air fundraiser income in lottery tickets. But the deal is, management knows this. We've discussed this. The interim executive director has discussed this with not only management but staff. And I, as far as I know, there is a plan that's in place. So I'm simply saying I don't see the need to have this motion try and formalize what's already going on. And I especially think it's not that helpful to start emphasizing, including personnel layoffs, which we kind of know is on the table, but which we don't have to drive the paid staff more nuts by putting this in here. So, again, I'll just say I'm going to vote against the motion, not because I don't think this has to be done, but because I think it's being done and doesn't need the formalism of this particular motion. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. All right. In fairness to the time of day, I think we've pretty much gotten to the end of our session. So I think at this point we're pretty much going to have to go to a vote on the motion. If the motion passes, we will let the GM know that we have passed it, and we will send it on to the PNB. I can't predict what the timing will be, but it will be on the financial committee report. If the motion fails, then the status quo prevails. Do I need to read the motion again, or does our Paul, or is everybody up on it? Okay, let me read it one more time.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. Due to WBAI being so far out of budget after the 2013 first quarter, the NFC recommends that the PNB instruct the GM at the WBAI GM to make adjustments to the budget to include personnel layoffs in order to bring the budget back into balance by the end of the 2013 fiscal year, period. Paul, if you could go ahead and call the roll on this motion.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
No.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yikes. Still thinking about it. Pass.
Menajasaba?
Sorry, no. I was muted.
Richard Ezell?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
No.
Going back, Marcus Jeter's not here. Tracy Rosenberg?
With all due respect to my friends at BAI, I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, I have 4 in favor, 5 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, in that case, the motion fails. So we are done. Everything else will carry over to the next agenda. Thanks, everyone, and we will meet again on.
Could I say, I will bring this to the general manager. Let him know people are very concerned about this, and see if there's a plan that's already written down that we can pass on. This may already exist. I don't know, but I'll bring it up.
I am
Thank you, Art Paul. This is Richard.
Yes.
Thank you, Art Paul. And I'm not going to let this rest either because I think that you people are whistling in the wind. I think you're fiddling while Rome burns. I think if we don't get this done, we're not going to make it. And we got to be real about this, folks, and we got to come on and do it.
And Manager, I would promise that I would talk with him. I have talked with him before. This has been discussed, as Art Paul said, by IED as well. And I would talk with him more and tell him about what was happening here. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. And I think even for the people who voted no, that there's certainly no question about the fact that, you know, WBAI needs to make adjustments to the budget to bring things back into balance by the end of the 2013 fiscal year. I don't think anyone's disagreeing on that.
No.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So before we say goodbye, it sounds like there's some parting stuff. So let's just take a stack on closing comments. Who wants to comment?
I'm sorry. I was just asking if you could repeat the dates for May.
Oh, we'll be meeting on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month, I believe, although I did this without a calendar. But that is May 14th and May 28th. I'm going to look right now and make sure I'm right.
Tuesday,
I may not
14th
be.
And 28th. Tuesday is 14th and 28th, yeah.
Okay, so it'll be the 14th and the 28th. We move to, I guess, the 1st and the 3rd Tuesday this one month in April to accommodate some people's schedules, but we'll go back to the 2nd and the 4th starting in May.
And the 4th in May. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other closing comments? Okay. Thanks, everyone. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
So sorry for me to be late. And it takes me time to get used to these timings.
I've done these meetings when I'm on the East Coast, and it's so grueling when they start late. I certainly, you know, am incredibly impressed by the East Coast folks and
really, the
amount of, you know, evening time they put into this. It's astounding. So thank you for hanging in.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like 11 o'clock already on the West Coast. I can't imagine what it feels like on the East Coast.
Yeah, really. It's hard. It's hard. Much harder, I think. Okay.
11:30. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. See you on the 14th.
Good night.
Good night.